Hi there, it's Pride Daily for Monday. Lesbian Visibility Week begins today, raising awareness of queer women and non-binary people. It's a chance to celebrate the progress made when it comes to acceptance and to highlight the challenges still being faced. 2024's theme is Unified, Not Uniform, celebrating the diverse experiences and strength of the community. So, courtesy of Cut, here's a small assortment of lesbians, I don't know the collective noun, on what they wish more people understood about them.
We don't want to be men. We don't hate men. I have a distaste for some of them, but that's different.
We're not all like that, and we are very personable and wonderful people to be around. You know, we are just like you are.
We're not waiting for the right guy to come around and change our mind, like, I promise.
I'm still stuck on what the collective noun for lesbians should be. Click on Question of the Day on our Instagram and let us know. Gender recognition laws in Western Australia are being reformed. It means trans people won't be forced to have surgery before they're legally acknowledged. They'll just need a statement of support from a doctor or psychologist. The state's Gender Recognition Board, which oversees the current lengthy legal process, is being scrapped. West Australians will also be able to identify officially as non-binary for the first time. And Taiwanese drag queen Nymphia Wind being congratulated by the country's president, no less, for winning RuPaul's Drag Race. She's the first performer from East Asia to do it. President Tsai Ing-wen, who's a big queer ally, has told Nymphia, Taiwan thanks you for living fearlessly. And your occasional reminder, the best ever drag queen name is Wilma Fingerdoo. I'm Kev McGrath. See you tomorrow.